The story Jesus, well, the story that we read about Jesus today with the rich man, it's another prime example about the 100% rule that seems to be emerging through the entire Word of God that we're reading this year. See, the rich man came and he had done everything right. So he's a good guy. This is not a bad person. He's obeyed all of the laws and done everything that he knows to be right. But Jesus knows the one thing that is going to be difficult for him. The one thing that hasn't been challenged. The one thing that is holding him back, or the one thing that he is holding on to more than his relationship with God, and that is his wealth. And Jesus goes on to say it's really, really hard for a rich person to get into the kingdom of God. It's not necessarily just financial riches. It could be very, very gifted people who are rich with talent. In any area, it could be anything that you are rich in. But that's really not the point. The point is this. The kingdom of heaven requires all of us. Okay? Everything we have. There is nothing in between. You're not 60% in the kingdom. 60% would mean you are not in. 100% is all there is. But the return that the kingdom gives us for giving our all is immeasurable. Eternal life with God, heirship to heaven, safety, peace, direction in life. The guesswork is taken out. And on, and on, and on. Eternal life with God is enough. But he bestows on us a mission for the kingdom, and that's what we're here to do. Anything that comes between us and our relationship with God is an idol in our lives. Job, relationship, anything that is more important to us than our relationship with God must fall and be put into proper alignment. And if we're trying to walk this 70% path, we're going to come to a crossroads where God tears down our kingdom. And we're going to think that we're being attacked, when really what's happening is God is brushing away the veil, tearing down everything we have between him and us, and inviting us to live correctly in proper alignment, 100% dedicated to him. This is kind of how that works. Because he wants our hearts. He's warring for our hearts. He's pursuing us. Not so we can win something. This is for our best. We are his lost children. And he is coming for us like a mighty warrior. The thing is, those of us who profess to be in the kingdom, well, anything that is between us and God is an idol in our lives. And it must come down. And it will come down one way or the other.